This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
We have got in the studio with us Chris Bowd. And Chris is a sales manager from a wonderful organisation called Avivo. And normally we're sort of doing this programme, Chris, for, I guess, for tourists on the Isle of Wight. But, you know, we have to spare a thought for all the people out there who are actually running hospitality businesses here. That noise in the background, by the way, is a lion roaring. It's not me.
Not your stomach rumbling.
Recovering from last night's Indian. You know, funnily enough, we went, Chris, to a friend's house the other night, and she's just moved to the island and set up a bed and breakfast. And we were saying, you know, it must be really, really difficult when people do set up a B&B or something like that, because not only these days do you have to, I don't know, be good at hospitality and those kind of things, you also have to be really good at the digital side of things, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really important that you understand how you can enable people to find you now, because so many people are looking for people to book directly online.
Yeah.
That now it's not about people just finding you and making telephone calls or walking into your bed and breakfast or guest house. You actually need to be findable online.
Yeah, and I mean, to do that, I know, because, you know, I sort of set up my own music business a few years ago, and it is such a pain. You think, you know, this is going to be a lovely business and you'll meet lots of sort of interesting people, but actually you're stuck in a room. You know, I was on Facebook, I was on Twitter, I was setting up my own website. You know, it takes ages to do that. And I suppose with bed and breakfast, you've also got things like TripAdvisor that you need to get on, haven't you? You've got all of those websites like Expedia that you've got to get on. I mean, how on earth do people do it?
It can be a really scary prospect. We actually had a look at recently that when you go onto line, how many different booking possibilities could there be with, yeah, as you say, working with the travel agents like TripAdvisor or Expedia or Booking.com,
yeah,
then handling all of your online bookings and your images and your content and your cancellation policies you'll need to put in place. It's actually just over 8,000 different possibilities that you need to look after when you're going online, which is why actually then using a company like ourselves, like Avivo, that can give you the all-in-one solution to, yeah, then trade online, really sort of helps you moving that forward.
Yeah, I was having a look at your website earlier this morning, and not only is there a wonderful video of a lot of dancing sheep.
There is indeed.
To sell what you do. What it seems to me is that you take all of those sort of drudgery things that people who run small hotels or bed and breakfasts have to do, and then you just shove them into one sort of handy little app.
The most important thing that we recognise is that the owners of the B&Bs and the guest houses and the small hotels, they are the owner, they're the CEO, they're the manager, they're the cleaner, they're the, yeah, front of the house, they're the, yeah, chef. The last thing that they're not, or they want to be, is an IT specialist or have an IT department.
Yeah,
and that's really where we will come in and simplify that process for them.
I know, because it's really, really hard. So what is it exactly that you do to sort of save time for the bed and breakfast owners?
Well, it's quite straightforward, really. We essentially centralise everything. So we give them an all-in-one solution that enables them to trade their property online, take online bookings directly, but keep everything in real-time booking, which then saves them no overbooking issues.
Right, okay. So if you were sort of booking yourself, you would... if you were a bed and breakfast owner yourself,
yep,
you would see all of your bookings through your iPad, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, our system in particular is accessible on any device, so you could use it via our mobile app, you could use it on an iPad or a tablet, something similar, or of course on a computer or a laptop. And the beauty of your internet is it all literally is at the touch of your button of your fingers.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, I, you know, one of the things that Julie and I have been doing over the last few years is sort of we set up a sort of cinema here on the island, and
okay,
it's taken a long time for us to get a really nice website. We've managed to get a great website designer. I think, you know, B&B owners or small hotels here on the island don't necessarily have to do that if they work with Avivo, do they?
We will provide them actually for a free, fully mobile responsive hosted website that we provide, because for us we look at that actually the quality of the content and the images on the website is what they actually need to focus on. So
yeah,
we will take the hassle and the cost away of actually having a, you know, an all singing, all dancing website that will capture the guest to book directly with them, and then free up that money for them to spend on images, which is the critical part of their website.
Well, that's fantastic. And how easy is it for the bed and breakfast owners to use? I mean, do they Do they need a bit of IT?
No, well, not really. I mean, we have a full in-house training that we're able to provide for all of our B&Bs, guest houses and hotel owners. As I said before, we fully understand and appreciate that they're not IT specialists, so it could be quite a scary prospect to take all of this, you know, an online booking diary, a website, working with the likes of Expedia and Booking.com can be quite a scary prospect. So we take them through all of the training steps. They could either use our dedicated training specialist team based in our UK head office in King's Cross, or they can actually do it in their own time and actually go online and use the virtual training tour and take the seven very, very easy steps that we've just built on our website directly and do it in their own time, so they don't necessarily feel pressure. But if they need that hand-holding, then we're there to do that.
That's fantastic. But at the end of the day, it means they're going to be able to spend more time doing the things that are important to their guests.
The main focus is freeing up that time, because there's a lot of time that they've got, and it's about giving them back time that they can spend with their guests or even for themselves, which would be great for them to have.
And what about marketing? Because, you know, we've got a sort of limited budget here on the Isle of Wight to be able to project the island people. How do you actually get these small businesses to be able to market to the whole of the UK, if not the whole of the world?
Yeah, I mean, there's different things that you could do. I mean, one of the best that a lot of people do is they'll use the travel agencies, so like your Expedia, your Booking.com, where they have the reach not only just in the UK, but as you say, internationally.
Yeah.
So people are looking for an international guest, they're proven to stay longer, proven to spend more. Those types of sites will give you that. But it's also about using those as the platform and giving a good website and a good experience directly with yourself as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let's just spend a second with a track that you've chosen. It's Al Green, Let's Stay Together. Is this one of your favourites?
It's one of my favourites. It's a timeless classic.
Okay, well, a timeless classic sounds good at this very moment. And then we will talk a little bit more about what Avivo can do from a consumer's point of view. So if you're a tourist coming to the island, how it actually makes the experience a lot better. Thanks. Stick with us and Chris Bowd. Al Green and Let's Stay Together. And if people do want to stay together with the charming hosts of the B&Bs here on the Isle of Wight, what better way than to book via Avivo.com? Now, the only thing is, we've got Chris Bowd from Avivo with us. If you're a tourist coming to the Isle of Wight, you can't choose to book through Avivo, can you? It's got to be a bed and breakfast or a hotel that's using Avivo.
Yeah, Avivo sit in the background, so we're here to promote the actual B&B and the guest house, and look to our strapline is that for anyone with rooms to sell and a story to tell is where we want to pitch ourselves. So it's not about Avivo. We want them to feel that they're dealing directly with the hotel or the guest house.
Fantastic. Well, it's amazing these days just how many people book hotels and guest houses through the internet. I mean, travel agents are sort of falling by the wayside, or at least physical
just last year, James, 14.8 million bookings were done online last year across the world. 14.8 million. It's a huge amount of number now where bookings are done online.
Yeah.
But not just online. Over 40% in the UK last year were booked via a smartphone.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, tell me, what do you do to sort of make the experience better for tourists when they're looking at the Isle of Wight? How do they sort of find out more information about the good hotels and the good B&Bs here?
I think the most important is about giving the B&B and the guest house the right advice when it comes to marketing themselves on their website.
So
about projecting themselves exactly as they want to be seen, to making sure that they represent themselves well with high quality images, and make themselves bookable on their website, because that's really going to be the first start of their journey when they're actually dealing with the owner of the guest house and the property.
Yeah, I mean, Judith and I are very, very impatient people, as our listeners will probably already know, and we're not very good at technology either, but one thing that we really hate is if you're trying to book a hotel and you have some kind of form to fill in or something like that, and you can't get instant access to whether or not there are rooms available.
I think for all of us now, we seem to either think or we don't have as much time as what we once used to, and sort of instant gratification is really key, and we want to get our answers as quickly as we possibly can. We know actually that 50% of the people that land on the property's website for a guest house or B&B, if there's not an ability to book directly and there's only a telephone number or an inquiry form, they will not make that telephone call. So that's 50%, half the people that are going onto the site will either then go to a competition or maybe use one of the travel agency websites like Expedia.
No, that's awful. And if they use a travel agency website rather than doing it directly via Avivo, there's a much bigger commission to pay, isn't there?
Yeah, if they go directly through their website, which is powered through Avivo, the commission is zero. There's no commission to be paid on that at all, which is great. And that's one of the huge focus on having direct booking. But of course, the likes of Expedia and Booking.com have got to make their money, and there is commissions attached to that.
And the other thing people worry about is it secure when you're making a booking through a very small B&B's website?
It's a great point, because you could actually have Bookable, and it could be bookable on your site, but if it's not clear that actually it's a secure server that you're putting your credit or debit card details in, that could stop the person at the time of booking. Everything that's done through Avivo, through our payment manager, is all level one PCI compliant, which is the highest level of security you can get in the UK when handling card payments online.
Okay, so basically, if you're a tourist coming to the Isle of Wight and a B&B or a guest house is using Avivo, first of all, they should get some good pictures. It should look a good website.
Of course.
They'll be able to book quickly, and they'll be able to know, you know, whether or not there's the accommodation there in the first place before they book.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And also, from the B&B owner's point of view, not only do they have a sort of instant diary on their iPads of who's coming and when, they know who has already paid, don't they? And they know who's placed deposit. So it should.
Yep, definitely. The system is very intelligent and intuitive. It can save all of that information securely. It will prompt them when money is due. You'll be able to run reports when you've taken your deposits and actually use all of that back office admin side as well.
Brilliant. In a second, we're going to listen to Scouting for Girls. Okay. I need a holiday, but when you next need a holiday, Chris, are you going to come to the Isle of Wight?
Certainly will be, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's a lovely place. So thanks very much for joining
us. Thank you very
much
for having us.
It's been great.
We appreciate it. www.vectisradio.com.